Clara is the first time call out of Texas. Clara, thank you for calling and thanks for holding you on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Clara. How are you?
Good. Did you think I ran?
Did I think you ran?
Uh-huh.
No, when you first called in?
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, I did not. I didn't think that at all. Because I know sometimes we have a little, with that particular line, we have problems on our end, so I just figured it was on our end.
Oh, okay.
You thought that I thought you ran?
Yeah. I didn't run.
Claire, never, ever, ever, mama mia, hola, si, senor, hold your wallet. Never, ever believe a thought.
Yes, sir.
You see how those thoughts were lying to you, and I wasn't thinking that at all?
Oh, okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. No, we have that particular line is on our end.
Oh, okay.
The problem. But go ahead.
I was just calling because I've been listening to you for a while now, and I never, I used to be so angry as a kid.
Yes.
And I didn't know that it was because I resented my parents.
Right.
And so I'm in the process of, moving and stuff like that, you know, to a new place. But the point is that I had so much anger, for such a long time that I finally forgave my parents. My dad didn't take it so well, but my mom took it a lot better. And we talked for, 3 hours on the phone, and it felt like such an amazing feeling. I didn't have that, that weight on my shoulders anymore.
Right
I
on.
Feel more liberated.
Yep. Absolutely. What did you say to your mother?
I told her that I forgave her, that I forgave her for resenting her because, she did try her best and she wasn't there when I needed her, especially growing up as a young woman. She wasn't there, you know?
Yeah. And so
that was hard.
You told her that you forgive her for not being there?
Yeah, I did.
And what about your father? What did you say to him?
I think for me it was a little bit tougher with my dad.
Did you talk to him already?
Yeah, I did.
What did you forgive him for?
He sexually abused me as a child, so he won't admit it, but,
How do you know he did that?
Because it happened.
How old were you at the time?
Oh, man, I don't know. I was a baby. I was maybe, 3 or 4. I don't know. I was a kid.
Who told you that he sexually abused you?
Oh, nobody did. It happened.
But are you saying that he had sex? You saying that he had sex with you?
No. He molested me. He touched me, you know.
He touched you?
What's that?
He touched you?
Yes.
Was he changing your diaper or something?
No, Jesse.
And when you say he touched you, what do you mean? He just went over to his daughter and touched you?
Yeah.
And as a little baby, how old were you?
I don't recall. I know that I was of age to understand that what he was doing was inappropriate.
And did he do this often?
Yes, especially when my mom was at work.
Amazing. And so did you tell your mother or anybody?
Oh, no, yeah, she knew, and after all that, I was afraid to tell her because, you know, I was a kid, it's not easy for a child to, go to their parents and be oh, you know, this happened, you know? It took a lot, and my older sister was actually the one who had, she was a witness to it, and so she told me to tell my mom, and I was just scared. I was terrified.
And so as a little girl, your father touched you. You thought of that as sexual abuse, right?
Yeah, of course.
And you told your sister. And did your sister talk to your father at the time about it?
No, she never did. Yeah. There's just a lot of history.
She's just what?
there's a lot of history.
Oh, like, okay. You know? And so when you call your father up, did you call him to forgive him for resenting him for that?
Yes, I did.
And that's what you, what did you say to him?
I just said that, like, I forgive him because I have a lot of love for him because he still is my father, but I resent that he did that. And so I told him that I was forgiving him for that.
And what,
he doesn't accept it. Like, he won't acknowledge it, but I can't do nothing about that.
And did you feel better once you talked to him, forgave him?
No, I was a little sad. I think it was more painful because I've always felt like as a kid, I was like, I was his baby, you know, like I was daddy's girl. And, you know, it broke my heart that he did that. And I have so much love for him.
And so did you feel better when you felt sad once you forgave him?
Well, yeah, I felt sad for a little bit, but I mean, like, it's out of my control. So whether he acknowledges it or not, it's not in my control anymore. And so I need to let go of that.
Whatever happened, I don't know what happened, of course, but is it possible that he did not see it that way or that wasn't what he was doing in his mind?
Maybe, because he has history as a child, too. I think he was sexually abused by somebody when he was a kid.
How do you know that?
So kind of just... What's that?
He told you that?
No, my mom did.
And who told your mother that?
I don't know, Jesse. I'm not very well connected to my family.
Oh, I see. You should ask your father about that then, and not your mother, because your mother is not going to tell you the truth about the situation. It's always best to go to the person without judging them and ask them about it. And that also helped you to forgive. But you can't ask your mother about it because she's not going to tell you the truth.
No, yeah, of course. I understand that. Yeah.
But are you doing my silent prayer, Claire?
I only tried it one time and all my thoughts were getting to me. So I couldn't lay there still. It was really hard.
But listen, the fact that you are able to see that those thoughts are all there like that, that's God allowing you to see that. So the light is shining on the darkness. So you're on your way. So don't give up on it. It's just that you've been living in all those thoughts. And before you couldn't see them and they were driving you nuts, right? And now that you can see them, you're coming out of them. And eventually they will not have control over you. You're blessed that you can see them.
That's true.
And so be patient. And I want to advise you. Do what you want, of course. But I recommend you do it every morning, every night. And then speak. And sometimes if you're overwhelmed by thoughts because you're growing now, it doesn't hurt to sit quietly in the middle of the day. If you're at work or something, go sit in the bathroom somewhere and do it for a minute. And so you can come out of those thoughts. And then eventually you will be able to pray without ceasing, meaning that you will always have the mind of God, even when you're dealing with stress, so-called stressful issues and everything. But stay with the prayer, Claire. You're on your way. Be patient.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do have an answer, though, to the question that you have.
What is my biblical question? What is the only thing that would set you free?
The truth and the light.
Amazing. I can't respond to it because I like the fact that people like you and others are starting to look at themselves and know that they know and not just take somebody else's word at it. So, but I will respond to it on Sunday. Do you watch the church?
Awesome.
You watch the church?
Yeah, actually, I just started getting into it. It's really good.
Right.
A lot of your old ones, too. They're pretty funny.
Well, you are on your way. I want to caution you to be, be patient. Don't judge yourself. If you have what seemed like a step backward, don't let Satan convince you that, it's not working. Don't believe. Do you understand not to believe one thought, that all thoughts are lies and that you're not your thought?
Yeah, that's something that I had to come to terms with for
yeah.
a long time. But no, I can see it now. I can see how they can be deceiving.
And isn't that beautiful? At first, you didn't see it. You couldn't see that. You had to come to terms with it. Now you're starting to see that you're not your thoughts or thoughts. That's God working with you. He's allowing you to see these things, and he's making you free. So you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm content with. I will be okay.
Yes.
I'm still alive.
That's right. Are you? So you move it out. You move it out of your parents' home into your own place?
No. Me and my soon-to-be ex, we're splitting up because we know that it's best to, you know, not live together. And listen to all your stuff.
Oh, you and your boyfriend?
Yes. Yeah.
Right on. So you're doing it the right. You're doing it the right way.
Yeah, we are. We know it's best, and so he has his own place now. I'm getting ready to move today to my own place, and
amazing.
I was torn apart at first, but I know that I was listening to one of your shows the other day. If there's no pain, there's no gain.
Yeah,
and you know, you have to accept like what's out of your control. You know, like what's not in your control. So,
did you ever imagine that one day you'll be doing it? Meaning that be living the right way, you're now starting to live the right way. Isn't that amazing?
Jesse, honestly, if you would have asked me a year ago, I don't know what I would have said. I probably would have been in denial.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. And so you and your boyfriend would still be dating just in the right way, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like what we plan to do. And if it just doesn't end up working out, like, it's, you know, it wasn't meant to be.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the beauty about it, now that you are not living together, unmarried, you're not having sex out of wedlock, if it comes to pass that you guys should go your separate ways, you won't and he won't be all traumatized by it. It won't be painful. It won't feel like you're losing life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because at first, like before, if this would happen like years ago or months ago, I would have been devastated. But the more I listen to you, the more that I come to understand what's right and what's wrong, and moving past all that trauma and anger and hatred that I used to have.
Yes,
it's mind blowing. Like it really is. It really blows my mind. Like I don't see how like in such a short period of time, just from listening to you, like how many things I've like noticed now, and I can see it, you know, and I was so blind before.
You are bringing goosebumps on me right now. I'm about to boohoo because to hear this from you and to know exactly what you're talking about is absolutely amazing, because I know now that your life is you're going to have paradise on earth, because you're coming out of that fallen state back into the light of God, and you're forgiving your father and mother. You cannot go wrong. Christ made this possible for you.
Yeah, it really is amazing.
It's so. How old are you, Claire?
I'm 28.
Wow. Just this is happening to you at such a young age. You have no.
I'm so old.
No. You believe me. You're still a baby. It only seemed old because you were in a fallen state, and all this stuff in the world were overtaking you. But now that load is being taken away from you, and eventually you're not going to feel any age. You're just going to be.
Yeah, I hope so.
You will. Just be patient. Stay with the prayer. You're on your way.
Yes, sir. Will do.
If I can be of any help, you need to talk, you call me. If you have questions about anything, do not hesitate to call me, all right?
Oh, Jesse, I'm telling you, you've helped me out so much. I was such in a dark place, and I didn't know how to deal with life at that time. I didn't have an understanding of it.
Yes.
And I mean, you really know how to work through people, and I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so happy that I actually finally called, because at first I was scared, but I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna commit.
Right on. That's right. Always face your fears. That's how you overcome them. You don't run away from your fears. You go toward them and face them and overcome them.
Yeah.
And then that's what it means when You know, it's talk about if you say to the mountain to be removed, it will be removed. It will disappear. So when you're facing those fears, you're overcoming those mountains, and there's nothing that can stop you.
Oh yeah, Jesse, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really do. I'm so grateful.
You have absolutely made my day already. It's almost. It's just 7:38 in California, but my day has been made. You made my day.
I'm really glad I called, Jesse. Thank you.
I am too. Feel free to call anytime, all right?
Yes, sir. Will do.
All right. God bless you and your boyfriend. I wish you well.
Thank you, Jesse, so much.
You're welcome. Amazing. Really. It's just absolutely amazing. And I want the ladies to know, Christ died for you as well as me. He died for men and women, boys and girls. And ladies, you drop that anger, go and forgive. I don't care what happened. It's not a big deal. It really not. The children of the lie want you to think it's a big deal. Like Clara says, she was molested by her father. I don't know if that happened or not. But the fact she have gone and forgiven, because the body will heal. And the only way the spirit got to heal is that you must forgive so you can return to the Father, to God. He's the one to give life, right? And if you have anger, anger is hatred, is judgment, your spirit will suffer because it's not connected to the tree of life. Now that she's gone and forgiven, and she's returning to the tree of life, it's like this sexual thing that happened or happened or not would be non-existent. She still will have a whole life. Don't listen to these stupid women of Satan tell you, oh, just horrific. You just traumatized the rest of your life. They are because Satan is their daddy. But women, men and women who forgive overcome those things because it's just a thing. It ain't no big deal. Nothing is a big deal. But the children of the lie will try to make everything a big deal.